ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Standing Between the Living and the Dead service, number two, a memorial prayer, devotional, and evangelistic service, all rolled up into one service. And Dr. Ara Joyner said, we need a holy addiction to God's presence so that He becomes more important to us than oxygen. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for every person who names the name of Christ. Help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways. And Lord, help us all to learn from the chastisement that you put on us. Help us to humble ourselves and to repent. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you'll help us to repent and get back to you, Lord Jesus Christ, our first love, and back to your holy word and to our first works. And Holy Father God, we pray for the healing of every family that names the name of Christ, and that you would heal these families and help all of these families to pray together, to obey together, and stay together, and fill them with your Holy Spirit to do so. We pray for the millions of families that don't know you as Savior. They're lost. Open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would forgive us of our sins of not witnessing to them, not obeying your great commandment or your great commission. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to repent of that and become the true blue witnesses and soul winners you want us to be. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Recite with me or read with me the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten from the Father, before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, he became incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made human. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, he died, and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. He was seen alive by Mary Magdalene and the other women, the disciples, and over 500 other brethren. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will never end, and we believe in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life. He proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified. He spoke through the prophets, we believe, in one holy, universal, and apostolic church. We affirm one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look forward to the resurrection of the dead and to life in the world to come. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, I believe verse 11 is the verse we're going to read today. We can begin at verse 10. We can begin at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And this verse right here, you know, we call Ephesians chapter 5 and 6 the family verses. I do. My family and I have read this passage every day for 33 years almost as a family, to remind everybody in the family of our duties individually and together. And we have always read this passage. And that verse, verse 11, will save your marriage and your family, because you better learn and understand that, yes, the devil can use a family member. Yes, the devil can use a spouse if they allow the devil to do that. And the devil is going to push and agitate in your marriage and in your family. And you better hurry up and understand that you don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the devil and his demons. Because if you don't understand that, you're going to hate each other and not hate the devil. And that's why so many marriages have been busted up. There's no other way to explain how marriages that started so promising, so in love, so googly-eyed together, end up 5 years later in the divorce court and calling each other everything but a child of God, other than there's a devil loose. So keep that in mind. Let's pray together. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your holy word. Help us all as your people to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation of salvation and spiritual and family and life, protection and provision, blessings, Lord, upon all of the people who are in the ministry of government in this country, around the globe, from the president on down. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for all other presidents and governors and prime ministers all around the world, these same blessings upon them. And we pray that you'll lead, guide, and direct them to go in the way that you want them to go, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation of the lost in this country, around the globe, and in the media. We pray for the salvation, we pray for the revival of those who are saved in this country, around the globe, and in the media as well. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would heal everybody who is sick, not only of the coronavirus, but other sicknesses and illnesses. And Lord, in this country and around the globe, we pray that you would indeed miraculously heal people as you see fit, based upon your holy word. Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And Holy Father God, we pray for all of the people who are suffering and hurting because of the loss of loved ones from the coronavirus plague, as well as the thousands of others who've lost loved ones through other means. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would comfort them as only you can. Draw them to yourself, Lord Jesus, to comfort them and to save them. And Lord, draw them to your Holy Scriptures to save them and to comfort them as well, as only you can, for we have no words. We pray also for the prisoners and for the persecuted Christians around the world. Lord, comfort them and deliver them and help them to overcome the situation they're in by your grace. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for a few of the people by name, a few of the families by name, that have lost loved ones to the coronavirus plague. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, Lord, for the family and friends of British seamstress Hilda Churchill. We pray for the family and friends of New York doctor James T. Goodrich. We pray for the family and friends of New Jersey musician Wallace Roney. We pray for the family and friends of Roberto Stella. We pray for the family and friends of Tennessee musician Joe Diffie. We pray for the family and friends of Zimbabwean TV host Zororo Makamba. We pray for the family and friends of New York doctor William Helmrich. We pray for the family and friends of New York musician Alan Merrill. We pray for the family and friends of New York musician Mike Longo. And we pray for the family and friends of New Jersey journalist Alan Finder. We commit all of these souls into your hands, these families. Let your will be done in their lives. Lord Jesus, save their souls and comfort their hearts as only you can. And now, Lord, we pray for all of the people who have sent in prayer requests, every last one of them. Please protect them from the coronavirus. Bless them with salvation, spiritual, family, life, financial, material, protection, and provision blessings. And lead, guide, and direct them in the way that you want them to go. We pray, Lord, for Nita. Please comfort and be with Vedana after her husband's death. We pray for Jesu. Please bless him with a job and money to buy food and medicine for his mother. We pray for Vicky. Please heal Cecilia's dog from Lyme disease and leg cysts. We pray for patience. Please bless her with a new job. We pray for Beatrice. Heal Bertha and Marcus of mental problems. Help TK and Philip not to be confused or angry. Please help Beatrice not to be angry or experience any more setbacks in her life. Help her husband to care for the family and not experience any setbacks either. Lord, we pray for Nisha, for her husband to stop doing what he's doing wrong, and help her to stop doing what she's doing wrong, and for them to work things out and get back together according to your will. Help her to accept your forgiveness. And we pray for Marie, for the blood of Jesus Christ to cover their lives. We pray that for everybody and their property, and keep out all unwanted visitors who will bring harm into their lives. And now, Holy Father God, we pray for all people who have gotten saved through the ministry and all of those who have come back to you for rededication. We pray for all of the many others who have rededicated their lives as well and who have gotten saved. And we include them in the prayer. We pray that you'll help them all to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. We pray for Edward, Arthi, Renabothu, Amor, Robert, Al, and Joe. We pray also for the people who have rededicated their life to you. Rod, Patience, Damie, Bob, Subda, Don, and Julie. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Our devotional reading today is The Church in Thy House, part one, by none other than the Prince of Preachers, Dr. Charles Spurgeon. Paul writes to Philemon, of the church in thy house. Is there a church in this house? Are parents, children, friends, servants, all members of it? Or are some still unconverted? Let us pause here and let the question go round. Am I a member of the church in this house? How would father's heart leap for joy and mother's eyes fill with holy tears if from the eldest to the youngest all were saved? Let us pray for this great mercy until the Lord shall grant it for us. Ladies and gentlemen, are you a part of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Salvation is not hard. God made it easy for us. So, dear friend, if you're with us today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in him for your soul's salvation from the power of sin in your life, the destruction of sin in your life, and the pain and punishment of sin in your life, which is eternal hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have sinned. I'm sure you would agree with that. Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever stolen anything, regardless of the value? Have you ever lusted in your heart, desired in your heart somebody or something? Have you ever dishonored, disobeyed, disrespected your parents? Have you ever dishonored God? By taking his name in vain? If you've done any of those things, you have broken the Ten Commandments. But I just named five of the Ten Commandments, and the Bible says if you break one point, you break the whole thing. So we all have sin. We all are guilty of sin. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." The wages of sin is death. That means that we die because of our sin, our sinful nature, and our sinful choices. the body goes to a grave, the soul will go to that awful place called hell, a place of torment, and to be there forever. I have to tell you that because many preachers don't tell you that. If you die without Jesus Christ, the Bible makes it very clear that you will open your eyes in hell, in torments. So thirdly, accept the fact, dear friend, that you're on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ preached more on hell than anybody in the Bible. And he said in one of his sermons in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." You see how bad hell is? Hell is so bad that you'll be better off cutting off your hand and your foot to not sin against God and go on to heaven, believe in Christ and go on to heaven, than to go to hell with both hands and both feet. That's what Jesus just said to you. So this is a very serious matter. Hell is a very serious subject, and hell is bad news, but I have some good news for you. The same Jesus Christ who was a hellfire and brimstone preacher said the most loving, most wonderful, most freeing and liberating words ever said in the history of the world when he said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." For God so loved the world, that means that if God, that if you're in this world, God loves you. For God so loved the world, if you're in this world, God loves you. No matter how you feel about it, God loves you. You can doubt it all you want to, God still loves you. For God so loved the world, he loved us so much that he gave up his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, as the sacrificial lamb of God for our sins, because Jesus never sinned. Jesus never sinned in word, thought, or deed, but we have. And so Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. All you have to do is believe in him, that whosoever, the word whosoever means anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in God's sight. Whosoever believeth, the word believeth means to have faith in, to put trust in. That's it. There's nothing hard about it. And notice you're not seeing in the words of Jesus anything about joining a church, anything about getting baptized, anything about speaking in some unknown tongue or running around a church or giving money to the church or giving the money to the preacher or anything like that. Just believe in me is what he says. That whosoever believeth in him, he was speaking of himself, Jesus Christ, should not perish. You will not go to hell. But the Bible says here, Jesus Christ says, rather you will go to heaven, but have everlasting life. That's heaven. So all you have to do is believe in your heart in Jesus Christ. And you're saved. Call on his name, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So let's pray a prayer to reflect what's in your heart, what you have just done. Let's pray what is called the sinner's prayer to seal the deal, so to speak. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, if you don't know how to pray this prayer. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I indeed have committed one or all of those five sins that were mentioned. I have broken your law, and I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in you, Lord Jesus, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of all of my sins, and help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you, Lord Jesus Christ, in the new life. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ, believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you believed in Jesus Christ as he told you to, as your Lord and Savior, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you grow in the faith and be the Christian that God wants you to be. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, dear friends, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.